genius, you know? It's that which is not mediocrity, is not predictable, is not funded, is not hired. It is that which can dream beyond the paradigms. You have the ability to be a genius. And did you know that every dream that you dream should never be put aside as imagination? That every dream is the next step of your evolution. And Rampa gives us permission. He first says, you are God. Now let's get about learning how to be that. Religion is no longer sacred. Everyone questions. It's church. They should. Everyone questions the meaning of life. And everyone questions the direction that science has taken. And when you do that, it is an age of enlightenment. We cannot have. Enlightenment does not come on the heels of the Black Plague. No, that is not enlightenment. Enlightenment comes on the heels of plenty. Because only when you are gluttonous to everything and you question everything are you ripe to know what you have never known. So forget about the past and live today on the wisdom, the virtue of what you've gained. You don't have to feel guilty about your life anymore. I would love someone to stand up and say, God doesn't live outside of you. God is you.
While J.Z. Knight is among the more successful mediums, she is certainly not alone. A nearly identical doctrine is preached from a series of channelers who believe they are in communication with extraterrestrial spirits from other planets and galaxies. In the documentary, UFOs and Channeling, the late actor Telly Savalas reveals that the purpose of channeling these alien entities is entirely consistent with the purpose of the New Thought, New Age movement, to change the thinking of mankind.
Tonight, we're going to show you some film that may change the way you think about life. Change the way you think about life.
Next, we are introduced to a woman who channels a spirit calling itself Leah.
Hello, Philip. How are you today?
Very good, Leah. How are you?
Very fine, thank you. So, what is it that you wanted to know?
Where are you from?
I'm from Venus.
I don't think anybody's going to believe that you or anybody else could be from Venus. Could you explain to us how you could be when everybody knows it's uninhabitable?
They think it's uninhabitable because it is not inhabitable by physical life forms. We have bodies of light.
While Leah rambles on with fantastical ideas, she soon compels the audience toward global unity, a message found throughout the New Age movement.
And what occurs here on this planet will affect the rest of the universe. Can you, with all of your different ideas, all of your different races, come together as one planet and one people? We have dedicated millennia upon millennia to this idea. The earlier experiments with Pan and Lemuria and Atlantis were not successful. But this one will be.
Now the interviewer asks the woman to exchange spirits and to channel another spirit that calls itself the Tibetan. Tibet is an often referred to hotspot for New Age empowerment. Hitler's Nazi occultists went to Tibet, thinking to find their ancient Aryan ancestors. Listen carefully to the Tibetan's message as he refers to the great I Am, the name God reveals in the Bible to describe himself.
I am the Tibetan, and I have come during this time continuum to discuss with you the idea of the only question in the universe. And that question is, what is? And the answer is, I am. For all things that are created, that were created, that shall be created, fall under the question, what is? And you, each and every one of you, are that answer, and that answer is I am. I am is also the name of the creator of this universe. That is all. I relinquish control to the entity, Leah.
As the entity Leah returns, she confirms the You Are God message and refers to the new race that will arise through the New Age movement. Most New Agers today do not realize that this new race is identical to the master race prophesied by Adolf Hitler, a race of so-called supermen who will be their own gods, having rejected the one true God of the Bible.
This new age is where there will be a race on this planet and throughout all galaxies. And the name of that race will be peace. It's been wonderful spending some time with you. As you take this little piece of information with you, know that you are never alone. You are all connected to the creative source of this universe. And nothing can stop that flow except your denial that you are God. We thank you. Good day.
This man channels a spirit calling itself Bashar, who seems to hold his audience spellbound as he tells them they are equal to the creator of the universe.
That you are all made in the image of the infinite creator, and what that means is you are all infinite creators. We thank you.
Jack Purcell has become one of the more popular channels, possessed by a spirit named Lazarus.
All right, fine. Well, indeed, a pleasure to be talking with you, and, well, shall we begin where you'd like to begin?
Lazarus tells the listener that God is already within man, and that if man wants to find God, he needs only to find himself.
Now, the problem here is people look out there, yes? They're looking all over the place as though God were somehow outside of them. It's within. Every spiritual reference, be it fundamental or be it avant-garde, speaks of that spirit within, and it would suggest here that it's there. And therefore, your task in this physical lifetime really isn't to find God, because God's everywhere. God is all that is everything. It's all over the place. Your task in any physical incarnation is to find yourself.
Jane Roberts was a New Age pioneer who channeled a spirit known as Seth. Roberts sold more than 1 million copies of her books and inspired many. In this vocal recording, we hear her channel the spirit of Seth.
I've said this many times. I say it 1 million times. Here in this class and in my books. You form your reality. Then what is the you that forms this spectacular reality that you know? When will you be willing to admit the greatness that is within each of you and not cower and not say in this realm of reality it is not possible, but encounter the greatness within yourselves?
Clearly the main message that Seth is trying to say is that people are gods in training.
Some may find it interesting that the name Seth is synonymous with the Egyptian god Set, and in the realm of the occult, Set is one of the infernal names of Satan.